Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve and Dan bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I had a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim is a longtime 19-year member of our Brain Trust, author of What's the Rush, Little Wave and Old Swale, all the well-done books, and so many others. He's a wonderful thinker and someone that we would not want to do without around here. He's helped us so many times gaining and maintaining balance in our lives. And today we're talking about peace. We're talking about peace of body, peace of mind, right, Jim?
Yep. And now peace of soul. Because, you know, somebody said that we aren't so much humans having a spiritual experience as we are spirits having a human experience. And our soul is not the part of us that we pay a whole lot of attention to, because we don't know a whole lot about it. I mean, some of us do, but it's the part of us that's, you know, beyond all this body-mind stuff, and that just observes and knows, and it's the goodness. It's the best part of us. So when we took the break, I was talking about, you know, being kind to people, kinder than necessary, somebody said, because everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle, just mm-hmm. like you are. And if we can let it go with people, like you say, redeem, you know, let them off the hook and give them another chance. So unhook your mind, I'm saying, from its idea. This is a big idea. Unhook your mind from the idea that you're separate from everything else, because you have a divine connection with all of it. This is sort of the season that people realize that or talk about that. And I wanted to include some words about peace from Black Elk.
All right.
Remember him?
Yep.
The medicine man teacher, the Ogallala Sioux.
Yeah.
And Black Elk said this: the first peace, which is the most important, is that which comes within the souls of people when they realize their relationship, their oneness with the universe and all its powers. And when they realize that at the center of the universe dwells the Great Spirit, and that this center is really everywhere and is within each of us. Well, that was Black Elk. So
mm-hmm.
I think what we're saying here is the real key to peace is to realize that it's already within us. It's already there. It's sitting within us, within our souls, and to let it come up and be lived out. Right, Jim?
Well, there's no question about it. But I think a lot of people have a hard time. The spirit, as you call it, also the soul, that gets covered up. That gets suppressed,
yeah.
I should say. That gets suppressed with other things that don't matter, that don't really matter,
yeah.
things that are superficial. Because in the end, all that really matters is, in my opinion, the only thing that really matters at the end of it all is, did you love someone? Did someone love you?
That's it. And you're talking about the gold in us getting covered up with the mud, you know?
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, Jim, I hate to sound negative here, but I'm still sad that after 10,000 years of society, humans still can't get along. I don't understand why we need more than 10,000 years to learn how to get along. It's really, I'm disappointed in a lot of ways. What do you think? And it doesn't seem to me like we're going in the right direction.
Well, you talk a lot about organizations on your show, and you know, it would be so great if the trouble with organizations is there's people in them. So
yeah. The problem with humanity is the humans, isn't it?
We could get rid of the people. You know, organizations would, well, maybe they wouldn't have much to do, but they'd be peaceful.
Now, it is true, and so if we could all just try to not require me to be the most important thing, and I'll tell you something else. There was a guy that I know really well. He and I got crossways on the phone one day. I said something. I didn't mean it the way he took it, but he took it the wrong way. I probably shouldn't have said it the way I said it. And we were estranged for like a year or so.
Yeah.
And then I bumped into him one day, and he looked at me, and I could tell how he was looking at me, and I said, "Hey, Rich, can we be okay?" He said, "Yeah." And we started over at that moment.
Yeah.
And it just took him looking at me. I could tell he wasn't happy about how things were either. And I just said, "Can we be okay?" And you know what? We never talked about it again after that.
That was great. That was bothering him too.
Yeah, and I mean, I just wonder how many. I'm telling that story to say how many of those situations you have in your life when all you have to do, you don't have to say I'm sorry, you don't have to say I messed up, you messed up, why did you do that? Just say, "Can we be okay?" And then start over.
That's great. That's great. That's peace.
That's peace.
You know, making peace.
Yeah.
And we're all, that's our job, really, in a way, in the world, is to move. It doesn't matter what you're sad about, Jim, about the sort of people today in the world situation. But if we can move, each one of us, within sort of a bubble of peace, if we can have peace within our body, so that we are relaxed and we laugh and we're joyful. If we can have peace of mind where we can let go of things that, bother us and we can forget the past.
Right. Jim, I gotta wrap it up. I need you, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.